Let me do the bullet, and then I'll try to shotgun if the bullet doesn't work. Okay. Does the name Jerome mean anything to you? Anybody who came to North Carolina, the name Jerome means something to you. Is there Jerome in your life? Well, one of the things I saw is God doing the work of restoration for you. Something about some kind of business thing in the past where the enemy had a victory. And the Lord said to tell you that he's going to restore to you everything that the enemy stole from you. That's why I kept getting that word Jerome. So I don't know if it was somebody, that's why I was asking the question, was it Jerome involved? Jerome or Jerry or Jeremy or something like that. But the Lord said that he's going to restore everything. So I said, well, God says, let go of any regret and let go of any kind of resentment. Okay? Because that kind of poisons the waters. And God's going to restore. Not only is he going to restore, but when he's done, you're going to have twice as much as you ever had before that you lost in that situation. All right? Does that make sense to you? Okay. I just keep thinking. The word Jerome, so I don't know if it's a guy named Jerome, a middle name Jerome. But anyway, we'll leave it with the part that we get. Jeremiah? Yeah.
Appointed time. That's what the name means.
So what's your first name? Yeah. Anyway. Up. You lost the point? Yes, okay. Well, we'll proclaim that that's God's work in restoration of that too. But God's going to give twice as much as we lost. So, no more regret. We'll just start thanking him for that, okay? And maybe there's going to be a Jerome involved in being in the process of restoration. I'm not sure if you look at it.
Had a vision for the people that are going through this weekend. You know the game Operation? It would be a lot easier if the person, the thing that you were with, the guy, if he was, you know, like real and he could help you and like do it himself. Especially because like the whole thing about it is you have to take the stuff out without touching the side because it was like start over. So you got like a pair of tweezers and you got to be delicate about it. And I just heard the Lord say, you know, there's some stuff that you guys are going through this weekend. And it's going to be a lot easier if you do the work and take it out. Take that stuff out. Because God loves you so much that if you want to let him do it, he'll be delicate and take his time because he's amazing like that. And he will, but it's going to be a lot easier if you just hand it to him because he's really really good at it and he'll take his time and get the tweezers and be really good at it. But if you just take it out and give it right to him, it's going to be so much smoother.
Amen.
And bells.
For you, or maybe this picture of you as a mop.
You were the mop?
Yeah, I mean, a mop. Give me a thing. You know, I'm a mop before. You know, there's a great device that's sitting without the water, and you mop the floor. Sometimes it's not real pleasant being a squeeze part where it feels like, ooh, I just don't have that. But then, the mop goes back there. Bishop was saying it's so true that there's rest in that woman. And the lie of the enemy is that you're always going to be squeamish. It's not true. Jesus said, rest in me. I will always do.
And back there in the rear back, let's go through the weekend. I just heard the Lord say, that he's changing your poetry from dark poetry to poetry of joy. That in the writing poetry, you're going to write poetry, but it's not going to be, you're not going to celebrate dark poetry anymore. God's lifting off the depression from you. I think you like poetry. You maybe like to dabble in writing poetry. Is that true?
Yeah.
And the Lord says, but you're going to write poetry as poetry of life and joy. Okay.
I can't remember that. I've been there a lot of people. I'm so sorry. I just saw a picture of the Lord just kind of taking you. It's almost like you turn you inside out and back again. And he said, this is kind of what he's going to do. But it was almost like it was fine. You know, the Lord said this weekend, he's going to do a lot in you. But it's just like in a ride. And it's going to make it.
Some financial blessing in your life. You have a real need right now. That has been going on for a while. Yeah, I think that comes in the context. I just kept hearing the word lost opportunity, and that there was a lost opportunity. You've been asking the Lord, please, you know, like, I missed it. And God says, well, you're not going to miss it next time. It's going to be so big that it can't miss you.
And I heard the Lord say that he's restoring a childlike faith in him that the enemy has tried to rob you of in some things that you've been waiting on for, and it's like you've been going upstream and fighting against the current, and the Lord's just saying, rest in me. It's just going to fall into place.
And for this man here, I see two things. One is that there's been a calling of leadership on you for a long time, and people have spoken that into your life, and the Lord says, this is the time and the season to fully step into that place. But also, there's some real healing God's been doing in your body this week.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And I want to add to that. I saw a lot of wandering. Just the Lord said, there's just been a great wandering. And the Lord says, no more, you're going to hit the mark.
Right. Back and they are kings and queens again, and it talks about how they start getting that persona on them at the longer they're in Narnia. But when they first got back to Narnia, they were still kids, and as
And we just thought too, the other thing about lost opportunity is that don't live in regret about that lost opportunity. It's like God's been, there's a word of restoration for him, that business, but there's this relational thing. God's going to restore something to you or do something to you. Rock said that word for it. It's going to be so much bigger than what you, was a lost opportunity. The Lord, this is like, because I had this part of my life, I had, God did this massive stuff in me. The Lord said all the self-rejection stuff that makes it difficult to receive love because there's just this being guarded, not wanting to get hurt again or rejected. God says, I'm going to heal all that this week.
Put laying back there in the olive green top.
Debbie?
Debbie? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
She
said
the house.
Huh? That's the Debbie. No. Okay. Well, Debbie, when I look at you a while ago, I heard the Lord say that you have lived some life. You've been through lots of things, some good, some bad. You have let go of some dreams that you thought would happen and didn't. But all through all of that, you've just had this childlike desire to be in his presence and to be with him. And to worship him, enjoy worshiping him. And what I hear the Lord say is this, I just love it when you and I get together and we worship together. I love doing that. And so just stay in that childlike place, worshiping him. He's still got lots more life for
you. Hey,
the word restoration when I was coming up here is the word I kept hearing for just over the group. And the picture I saw was like a bunch of cars going into a car wash, but they were kind of like old cars, but they came out not just clean, but actually completely restored, like back to their original car. And so and the other thing is my right shoulder started hurting, so that sometimes can mean a word of knowledge that if somebody has a shoulder pain, we can pray for you up here.
Landon Sanders, I just heard the Lord say, drop your anchor on the word and pull from there. Stand strong, you anchor on the word, and nothing's going to shake you or move you to the right or the left.
Okay. Somebody's got a word for this lady right here. This one. Who's the word? Yeah.
There you go. Hey, from the back of the line.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw you were standing over a big valley. You're standing like on a rock, looking over, and there was just cattle everywhere. It was fruitful, and you just had a desire in your heart for it. And the Lord said, "It's already all yours."
I just heard the word queen over you, and the Lord is like giving you a majesty in this. So I just yeah.
And I just felt like the Lord was just pleased with you, kind of an add-on to what Rosemary told you yesterday, but just that he was, maybe because I'm glad you're back, but also that he was happy and loved to see you.
Also, a couple of other things this evening. I just really saw on you the anointing of his intercessor. It's going to even increase. God says you're going to see powerful breakthroughs because of your intercession. Now, all of you are going to get more words as we can go on. But also, I had this vision of you shoveling snow. I don't have snow that much in North Carolina.
No, they're in Boston.
I'm from Boston, okay. I saw you shoveling snow. And so I thought, Lord, what is about snow? And the Lord, it's like the Lord, I saw you trying to work through some cold-heartedness somebody's directed towards you. Just some stuff you've walked through that you've had to shovel. It's been hard to walk through. Just some rejection, abandonment, or some behavior. I'm not sure what that's all about. But the Lord said that he wants you to let the shovel go. And that God, that's all like the snow plow. The Lord said, it's going to all get worked through this weekend. It's not going to be a part of your story anymore. It's going to be all a part of his story. No more dealing with cold-heartedness that's been that you've suffered at the hands of.